just walking up through London. I'm only here for the day, and outside Whole Foods Market, I cannot help but notice a heavily laden bicycle, a bicycle that looks like it's done a fair few miles. And the owner of that bicycle has just popped out with shopping from Whole Foods Market. What's your name, sir?
Peter Bagley.
Peter Bagley?
Yeah.
That's an interesting name considering how many bags you actually have. Is that your real name?
Yeah.
Can you tell me how you live?
Well, I've got equipment for if it snows or if it's minus 10.
So you are kitted out for all weathers?
Yeah.
I can't help but notice how many bags you have. I mean, is some of this shelter for living under? Is some of this food?
No, it's shelter, it's clothes, different types of clothes. I've got five different types of coats, depending on the conditions. Of course, you can overheat biking, so depends on the weather what coat I wear.
Are these your worldly possessions?
Yeah.
How long have you been living on the road?
Most of the time for 14 years.
Was it a choice you made, or were you forced into it?
Well, I just sort of slipped into it because of circumstances.
Would you say it's a happy existence?
Well, it's an existence that I feel comfortable with.
What do you do for money? I've just popped into Whole Foods Market. It's not a cheap shop.
No. I had a road crash, so I get £304 a month, but I also, if I'm short of money, stick a cup out with a few coins in and I quite often get given money. Yesterday I wasn't anywhere around here, but the previous day I got given £10 odd without begging, and the previous day to that I got given £8. I also go to shops when they close so I can get food free.
Interesting. There is kind of like the freegan movement. There's a lot of food that gets thrown away.
Yeah. Well, a third of food is thrown.
A third of food is thrown. How does that make you feel?
Well, it's a waste of money.
A waste of money, a waste of food. And do you think people give you money because they feel sorry for you, or do you think they respect the fact that you've chosen a different way to live? Or
I don't know. They just give money to help out.
With £300 a month, you could well get yourself accommodation in one place. Has that ever crossed your mind?
Oh, I've had accommodation. Did you know anything about the Freemasons?
I do.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah. Well, that lot control everything, and the more you know about them. Scotchman who, when he's in the guards, worked for five, he said the more you know about them, the more they want to kill you. So if I'm in one place, they totally fuck things up. I've known five people who spend 2 to 4 weeks in any place because in accommodation they turned up without any warning, sectioned them, and totally mucking them up.
So are you worried about getting sectioned yourself? Have you been
I'm not particularly worried, but at the time I'm aware it can happen, because I've been warning people about Westminster Council. They turned up and lied, and they've had me banged up for 7 months. A first lister was corrupt, the second solicitor wasn't, so I got out on the tribunal, but they changed risperidone in a second when I said it was causing twitching in my face and mouth, but they then refused to change the landipan. A nurse told me he had four alternatives to landipendent, and that's the sectioning is how they terrorise people to keep the mouth shut.
So did you not feel that the medication helps you at all to think straight?
Well, no. There wasn't one report from nurses that said I had any mental illness. But the chairman in the first tribunal said the psychiatrist's evidence was unconvincing. The nurse's report wasn't put in. He asked three times why. Well, the reason why it wasn't put in is that they'd have had to release me, you see. So it's the lies of the homeless people. The homeless people are corrupt.
I think people are interested in your story. Some people are watching me interview you. So, living on the street, living on different streets, and travelling around from place to place.
So now I'm safe for about 4 months. But after that, if I'm on my own in a place, so I'm going to have to be out of central London by about 8 o'clock at night.
So where do you go to? I mean, where do you find yourself travelling between?
Well, I'm not in good health because they've given me high cholesterol. They've given me angina, doctor said. They've mucked up my kidneys and my liver. But the bike is a £1,600 bike. Before I went in, I bought a 48, it's 42 cog. The bigger the front cog you have, the more inherent speed. But I'm waiting to get out of London because I bought a 44 before and knew about 48, and they swapped it round. Since I took legal action, they did it before, but I was with a GP in Op City, so they moved me down there and let me out. Well, I haven't been to see him in 5 years, so as soon as the 5 years is up, you see, they take you off. So that's why they move.
Are you on any medication right now?
Well, no, I've told them to get stuff.
And you feel better that way?
What?
And you feel better that way?
Well, for something he said in the tribunal means that for 4 months I'm going to have a reaction. I've got a lot of pain in my kidneys. By wearing a bag, my kidneys sweat, and that helps the kidneys. But it wouldn't change a lantopin. I gave him three letters, heart, kidneys. It breaks down in some cases muscles. I've lost 7 stone. I've lost seven kilos of muscles. Now that releases a chemical that attacks your kidney. It also releases cholesterol. Now the cholesterol it's released is harmful.
So
I mean, I eat 7 lumps of fruit a day. If I was in good health, I'd be biking 15-20 miles. But it's a £1,600 bike.
Yeah, and it looks like you've done quite a fair few miles. The choice of going to this health food shop, is that because you are conscious of your health and you want to maintain your health?
Well, I've done that for a dozen years and more.
You don't seem to be the kind of person into, you know, the homeless stereotype, which is you're here because of drugs and alcohol.
No, I'm teetotal.
Teetotal?
Yeah.
Where next? Are you going to stay in London for a bit, or like you say, you need to get out?
Somebody from the homeless unit said that if you stay around, they'll do it again. Next time they'll finish me off. So I got friendly with somebody who was involved in army intelligence. Now he told me an organisation they controlled, but they appear to have closed it down, so I was going to look him up. People like that I do know can alter trials, where the Incada is an organisation of the Illuminati, and it's also the organisation of Freemasons. Bruce Christoph founded all levels of Freemasonry. Not all Freemasons are corrupt, but most of it depends what lodge they're a member of. Now, they they control things, you see. Now they know I know about them. And I've been causing a lot of grief by telling people, which is why they bang me up. They're saying because I know about the Freemasons and the Illuminati that I'm paranoid schizophrenic.
I can see how a lot of people would think that, but, you know, if people could see your facial expressions when I'm talking to you now, you are compos mentis in many ways, and smiling and engaging, if a bit thoughtful.
Well, there wasn't one nurse's report. My solicitor, second one, looked at the reports for an hour and a half, 2 hours, and there wasn't one that mentioned mental illness. So to avoid legal action, they've had to classify me. So they've said, because I believe... Now, one of the psychiatrists admitted to me that he knew about the Illuminati. So...
there's definitely a lot of documents out there. How much control the Illuminati, which I believe is an ancient organisation. Is it old or is it...?
Yeah, the Illuminati have been around for several thousand years.
It's fascinating talking to you. Very interesting to see how you live. I want to thank you very much for sharing. Is this okay for me to upload it to the internet?
Yeah, if you want. Yeah. I bumped into somebody who said you were put on Facebook, he said, 15 times. I said, it's the Illuminati. He said, yeah. Facebook was founded by Illuminati to track people. Somebody I met, it's a secret Mason site that they're on, said there's millions of ordinary people around the world that are on Facebook.
They are. I remember reading something that when it was kind of accidentally founded originally in a college dorm, that there was money potentially, allegedly, put in from the American Information Awareness Office. I can't exactly remember the details, but there was a very interesting sounding organisation looking at gathering an awful lot of information on an awful lot of people that invested.
Well, any organisation like that is controlled by the Freemasons. Whenever I go to the bank, I always get a mini statement, because if they nick my bank book, when I get it back, they've defrauded me. If I ever get trouble from bank employees, I say the Freemasons in the bank will defraud me, and they immediately give me a mini statement. A friend of mine got 5 years fraud. When he got out of jail, he went to the bankers and said, why did you alter my bank account? And they said, we were made to by the Freemasons. They threatened us.
Yeah. Wow.
There's all sorts of cases. He had a friend who was nearly killed by a sergeant in the police. His father was a Freemason, the lodge of the policeman warned him what would happen if he took action. He said he was very badly injured, but because of the warnings, they didn't take action against the sergeant.
Well, I hope you can stay healthy, and I hope you can find some kind of security, whether it be physically, mentally.
Yeah. Well, I've made quite a bit begging, and I'm going to beg more, and then I'm going to get a 12-foot-long bike trailer with a monobike in, and get a couple of highly trained security dogs. I'm buying from a... If I don't want that on the internet, because they...
Oh, don't say any more then. Don't say any more. Thanks very much for sharing.
Yeah.
And I hope I see you around, and that you are in good health.
Yeah.